Having said what I said just now about the legendary character or origins of the Abhidhamma, does it mean that we don't have to study the Abhidhamma at all when we just chuck it away and say it's not Buddha words? It's still very useful, although it is not a perfect model. It's a very useful model that has evolved through the centuries by elders, scholars, not only through intellectual, rational thinking, but also through experience. They have gone into meditation and with a powerful mind, they have tried to identify the different mental states that can be present. And they have come out with this model, which is sometimes very useful in explaining the apparent inconsistencies and contradictions in the Pitaka, right? But we must always look at it from that point of view. It's only a model of reality. It's not reality itself. And it may be wrong. So don't be dogmatic. As the Buddha says in Kalama Sutta, don't go merely by the scriptures. Even the scriptures also, you don't have the trust. You cannot trust because you don't know how accurate they are. They could have been tampered with after so many years. You all must have played the game before, right? You pass a message to one person and then somebody will pass on until the end. By the time it comes out, it's completely different. But the only difference is that here, in the early days, the monks recited everything together, which means that the possibility of wrong readings will be very, very much reduced. And it needs a collaboration or the conspiracy of 500 monks to change the text. Right, not the first 500 monks have to conspire to put the word Bodhisatta in, right? Then it became easier when the text was put into writing. When you put into writing already, anybody can change, right, not? The scribe can mistake, right? And then when you copy, mistake until the word turn around into something else. For example, this is not Pali, Pali, this is Pali Chinese. For example, the word Arahang is Pali word. It has been translated into Chinese as Alohan. Right? Not from Alohan become Lohan. Lohan become Lohan Go. Chinese don't have Arahang in their language, meh? I don't know why they translate from Arahang to Alohan. Then it has different connotations really. So you can imagine the sort of things happening when they preserve the teaching initially by oral tradition. No writing, everything was oral. You listen to the teacher and then you recite after him. So you can imagine a lot of things could have happened. So it's always important to bear this in mind that although the Abhidhamma model created by the elders are useful in explaining many apparent inconsistencies, they are not the real thing. In order to find out the real thing, we have to study more suttas and meditate more. And not only meditate yourself, but also listen or discuss with other people. Listen to other people's experiences, discuss with people. If you just meditate, you only know your own experience. I think the best person to learn is the teacher. When the teacher teaches so many students and they come to report to him, he can know different people have got different experiences. Even though you give them a single subject to work on, different people will respond differently. It's just like a doctor. A doctor doesn't have to fall sick, right or not? Although he learns about drugs and how to diagnose people and how to treat people, it comes to experience how much you should give and what sort of symptoms, how they combine, and what sort of drugs work for what sort of people. So it's important for us to keep an open mind.